Today we begin lesson two in Sefer Rus. We're in Perek Aleph, chapter one. We're going to learn Psukim, Gimel, Dalet, and Hey, 3, 4, and 5. In the Simonim Tanakh, we're in page 1227. So now that Elimelech has stayed in Moab longer than he originally planned and is not going back to Israel, so Hashem punishes him. Pasuk Gimel. Vayomos Elimelech, and Elimelech dies pretty soon after getting to that land of Moab. The Navi describes him as Ish Naomi, the husband of Naomi. Why does the Navi refer to him as the husband of Naomi? Obviously, he is the husband of Naomi. So there's three possible answers we can say. Number one, although Elimelech innately had a number of outstanding qualities and outstanding characteristics, and he could have done so much for the Jewish people, and he would have been an ish, a man in so many ways to so many different people. But now that he left and fell short of what he was capable of doing, and he also lost a lot of his money very quickly once he came to the land of Moab, so when he died, all that he was the ish Naomi, was the man who was a husband of Naomi and nothing else. And the only one who really cared about his loss was his wife, and that was it. Number two, we can also understand why did Hashem punish Elimelech and not Naomi? And the answer was because he was the Ish Naomi, he was the husband of Naomi, he was the one who ruled over her. He said, we're going to leave, and Naomi did not want to leave. And therefore, he is punished and not Naomi. And finally, that the loss was only felt to his wife and to nobody else because he did not give to others. So it's three things again. All he was the husband of Naomi. The only one who the loss was felt was Naomi. And he had been the ruler over Naomi. That's who he was punished. In spite of the fact that the family was struck by God very quickly, and obviously people should have put two and two together, the Navi goes on and says, Vatisha'er, and she was left, she was Ushnevana with her two sons. I mean to say, they stayed in the land of Moab. Perhaps they should have gone back, but they didn't. And therefore, that's also a negative about the family. Short while later, Pasuk Dalet, it's a machlok, is exactly in the commentaries how much time passed by after his death. But certainly, the sons of Elimelech began to assimilate. And in Pasuk Dalet Vayisu, and they married Lohem for themselves, Noshim Moavios, Noshim, women who were Moabites women. And these are the two names of the women that they married. Shem Hoachas, the name of one of them was Orpah. Orpah was married to Chilion. Chilion, the younger brother, married first, which was a little bit disrespectful to Mahlon. Orpah, we'll see, was an older sister. Orpah was not a very pleasant person. Orpah was the daughter of the king of Moab, and Chilion married her first. V'shem HaShenis, and the name of the second wife, was Rus. And that's the one Mahlon married. Mahlon, the older brother, married the younger sister, Rus. Now, the rabbis tell us, why was Orpah given this name? She may have very well had other names, but in terms of the Navi explaining her, Orpah means from the word Orif, a neck, as if to turn your back. As we'll see later on in the story, Orpah turns her back on Naomi and returns back to Moab. Also, she was too stiff-necked to accept Judaism. So that's why her name is Orpah. Rus, on the other hand, comes from the word ra'asa, to see. She perceived the righteousness of Naomi. It also is from the root yira, which was she was afraid of sinning. So Ruth was a much more spiritual person, a better person than Orpah. The younger son, Chilion, marries Orpah, the older sister, and Mahlon, the older brother, marries Ruth, the younger brother. There is this discussion in the rabbis as to whether Ruth and Orpah converted to Judaism. One opinion says that they did convert to Judaism. Another opinion says, no, they didn't convert to Judaism. Number one, it was great doubt if Moabites could be accepted as converts. Also, could very well be this was not a sincere conversion. Could be maybe they tried to do a private conversion and that would not be effective. So there's a great debate if they indeed converted to Judaism or not. Certainly, under all circumstances, this was not ideal marriages at all. Now, it's interesting, Chilion is given this name from the root chila, which chof lamed hei means to be eradicated, because we'll see shortly that his name was eradicated. We'll also see Machlon has two meanings, from the word chulin, which means profaned, he profaned himself, and also the root chole, sick, he was spiritually sick. And therefore, approximately 10 years later, that's the end of Pasuk Dalet, rather, it says, Vayeshvu Sham, and they lived there. Now they were living there as real inhabitants, as if to want to permanently be there, Ke'eser Shanim, about 10 years. After 10 years, they should have thought, they don't have any children, maybe Hashem is sending them a message to get rid of them. Hashem is waiting 10 years, he's all merciful, he doesn't punish them right away, because after all, it was their father who schlepped them there. They didn't initially want to be there. So therefore, Hashem had patience and gave them time to do tshuva, but they did not do any tshuva, and they planned on living in Moab, being married to these Moabite princesses. So finally, in Pasuk Hey, 10 years later, according to many opinions, in the year 2793 to creation, Vayamusu, and they died. Gam also, Shnehem, the two of them, Machlon v'Chilion. Machlon, according to many commentaries, died first, and then Chilion died second. Why did Machlon die first? Since he was the older brother, he should have protested that Chilion should not get married before him, number one, and he should not have gotten married to such a not nice person as Orpah was. So since Machlon should have protested more, he dies first. It says, Gam also. What's the also? It seems that Hashem gave them warnings. First, their livestock died. They lost money. He was hoping they would get the message, but they did not get the message. So finally, they died as well. And finally, Vatisho'er ha'isha, and the woman, Naomi Tisho'er, she was left. She was bereft, Mishnei Yiladeh, from her two sons, Umei Isha, and from her husband. Why do we have to repeat from her husband, as we know that from before? But the answer is, when a woman's husband dies, it's painful. But when her two sons die in her lifetime, it reawakens the pain and she feels the bereavement of her husband as well. So we see that the entire trip of Elimelech to leave the land of Eretz Yisrael in their time of need went full circle. And in the 10 years, there was nothing left of Elimelech, nothing left of his two sons. All that's left is his widow, Naomi. Let's take a look at the questions. Question number one, what happens to Elimelech and why? Elimelech dies very soon after going to the land of Moab. Once he determined that he's going to be living long-term in Moab, Hashem punished him for this. Number two, why does Elimelech die and not Naomi? Because he forced her to go. She never wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael. Three, why is Elimelech referred to as Ish Naomi? Why is he referred to as the husband of Naomi? Give at least two reasons. Number one is that's all he was. At the end of it all, he was only a husband to Naomi, and there were no other virtues to him. And therefore, number two, the loss was only felt by his wife and nobody else. And number three, he explained to us why he was punished and not her, because he was the husband and he ruled over her. Four, what is the significance of the superfluous words Vatisho'er hi ushnei vonea? And the answer is that even after all these calamities, they still remained in Moab. Five, who did Chilion marry? Chilion married Orpah, who was the older sister. Six, who did Machlon marry? He married Rus, who was the younger sister. Seven, what is the meaning of the name Orpah? It gives two meanings. Orpah means from Oref, the back of the neck. Means she turned her back on Naomi later on in the story to go back to Moab. And number two, she was too stiff-necked to really accept Judaism. Eight, what is the meaning of the name Rus? Two meanings. Number one, from the word Ra'as, saw to see, she perceived the righteousness of Naomi. And number two, from the word Yira, she was afraid of sinning. Nine, who was the father of Orpah and Rus? The father of Rus, we didn't mention his name, was Eglon Melech Moab, the king of Moab. 10. Did Orpah and Ruth convert to Judaism? We said there's a number of opinions. Some say yes, others say no. Others say maybe they did it privately, but it would not be an effective conversion. 11. What is the meaning of the name Chilion? Chilion means to be eradicated, because his name of Anshli was totally eradicated. 12. What is the meaning of the name Machlon? Machlon has two meanings, from the word chulin, profaned, he profaned himself, or 2. Chola, he was spiritually sick. 13. How long were Chilion and Machlon married to their wives? Approximately 10 years. Other opinions say less, but we'll go with 10 years. 14. What happened to them and why? They died because they didn't do tshuva for their sins. Which brother died first and why? Machlon died first because he should have protested that his brother, who was younger than him, should not have gotten married first. And 2, that he should have protested he should not have married a wicked woman like Orpah. 16. Why did Hashem not have them die immediately after they were married? The answer is, since their father dragged them to go to Moab to begin with, so it wasn't really initially their fault, so Hashem gave them time to do tshuva. 17. What does the superfluous word gam teach us? It means they also died after their livestock died and other things, their wealth was lost. 18. What is the significance of the superfluous vatishoer ha'isha, and the woman remained? We can add, as to what we said before, and say she always wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael. She remained the woman that she was, that she wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and we'll see that in tomorrow's lesson, she's going to make efforts to make that happen. Please spend a few minutes reviewing this lesson, and a few minutes reviewing lesson 1 as well. Have a great day.